Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with Deaconess Angela Campbell, and we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Excuse me. Again, welcome. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page, follow the ministry, post your prayer requests, testimonies, interact, and follow the ministry. Good morning, Deaconess. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Melvin.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, just thankful for everything that has been going on in the holiday. Just wonderful. Truly blessed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have also, we have Sister Tangela Lewis on the line as well. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed. How are you?
Amen. I'm well. How was your holiday?
It turned out really nice. Yeah.
Amen. That's good to hear. And we also have, we're blessed to have our apostle on this morning as well. Good morning, apostle. How are you?
God bless you all. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God.
Good morning, women of God. How are you today?
I'm good, Apostle. How are you?
Just awesome.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, as we move into, we're well into the holiday season, we definitely want to pray for those that are just having issues. You know, this is the time where people have issues. This is the time where the enemy really begins to attack those who feel they don't have enough, those who are vulnerable emotionally. That spirit of depression really tries to take a foothold. So today is one of those days that we want to combat the spirit of depression, things like those spirits that attack marriages. You see a lot of marriage splits during this time of the year. So those are things that I would like to combat today as we continue to go through this season. So I'm going to go ahead and start with our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for bringing us through the Thanksgiving holiday. Father, we just praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name for all the things, Father, that we have to thank you for. So, Father, we just take this time, Father, to give you praise, to thank you, Father. Thank you for the basic things, Father, the things that we typically take for granted. Father, utilities, Father, a roof over our head, O Heavenly Father, clothes to wear, O Heavenly Father, the ability to get to and fro, Father. Father, the health of our minds and our limbs, Father. Father, the knowledge of you, O Heavenly Father, we just give you praise today, Father. We magnify your name, Father, the homes that we stay in, Father. Father, hallelujah, Father. As for these homes, Father, we will serve the Lord, Father. We thank you and praise you, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We give you praise today. Father, we shout, we decree and declare victory today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift those, Father, that are struggling today, Father, struggling emotionally, O Heavenly Father. Father, those that are being attacked, Father, by the spirit of depression, Father, we bind those spirits up today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, these spirits will achieve no foothold, O Heavenly Father. Father, no weapon formed against your people, Father, and those, Father, outside your will, O Heavenly Father. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father, in this season. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, Father, standing on the law of agreement, Father, where your word says, Father, that if two or more of us, Father, agree on anything as in touching on earth, Father, will be done by you, the Father. So, Father, we bind up those spirits, O Heavenly Father. Father, we loose your provisions, O Heavenly Father, that people have more than enough, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father. We uplift families and marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We come against the spirits of division, O Heavenly Father, hopelessness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We just uplift your holy name, Father. Father, we bring families to your remembrance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Then, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let them feel your love, Father. Let them see their value, Father. Let them see themselves how you see them, Father. Even, Father, allow us, Father, to see ourselves as you see us. Let us realize our value, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Let us see, Father, the value that you've placed on us. Let us see the abilities, Father, the gifts, Father, that you have placed in us, Father. Stir up the gifts in us, Father. Help us to even stir up the gifts, Father, that you've placed in us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, as always, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the Father of glory, have given unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Father, the eyes of our understanding, Father, have been enlightened, Father, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and the riches of your glory, of your inheritance in us, Father, the saints, Father, your people, your children, Father, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in heavenly places. Father, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under Christ's feet, Father. You gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we pray that you will pour wisdom, Father, into your people, O Heavenly Father, even a wisdom for this particular season, Father, this particular day, Father. Hallelujah, Father, how to navigate through this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. What to say, Father, what to pray, Father, what to do, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit, Father. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the hearing of Holy Spirit, fellowship with Holy Spirit, Father. Hallelujah, Father, for us remembering, Father, to contact headquarters, Father, to not lean on our own understanding, Father, but to acknowledge you, Father, in all thy ways, so that you will direct our path, our feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our thoughts, Father, our imaginations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let all these things, Father, be aligned with your thoughts, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare a fellowship with you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And, Father, all these things that we have spoken and decreed to be so, in Jesus' mighty name, we say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm sorry, I kind of shifted things a little bit. That was just on my heart. To pray for those that, again, have less than us, and even some that have more than us, but still we all need prayer. But again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy day, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? And this is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then we walk them out by faith, because we are commanded to walk by faith and not by what we see or sight. Amen. We're going to have Deaconess Angela lead us in prayer next. Deaconess, I'm going to hand it over to you. You can lead us in prayer.
Pardon me.
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Melvin, pardon me. This is Apostle. I wanted to, before you all actually got deep into the prayer, if you'd be so kind to let me give an announcement, please.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You have the floor.
Okay. I bless you all this morning. Thank you for tuning in, all the Blog Talk listeners. We praise God for everyone who sits under the sound of the Almighty Father's voice and heart this morning. I just wanted to announce that almost the releasing of my new book that God put a mandate on me back in 2011, close to 2012, a book called Free to Be Me. And it is due to be released in December. And I just wanted all of you all to be able to know that this book is coming out with the understanding, with the hopes, with the pursuance of being able to free all those who sit in bondage of not being able to walk out their predestined lives because of maybe the intimidation of others or being bullied by others, the insecurities of others, whether it be because of your anointing, because of your intellect, whatever it is in life that has caused you to dummy down who God preordained you to be, this book will be for you. And it is going to be released in December of this year. And I just wanted everybody who tunes in to be able to know that I would love for you to support by purchasing the book. You can find the book. It'll be on Amazon. It'll be on Kindle. And excuse me. And prayerfully, it'll even begin to be in Barnes & Noble and halfpricebooks.com. Pray that the Lord will really make a way in that area. But I wanted to put it, begin to just have that announced, because a lot of times people are looking for supportive tools in life, in things that they are needing to chew on and go to throughout the week in between church services or in between Bible studies. We need a support, a spiritual support system, and it can't always be a human being. Maybe you can't reach out to your pastor because you might sit up under a pastor that's untouchable. And that's not a dig, that's not a negative, but some of these mega churches, you're not going to reach a T.D. Jakes personally. You know, you won't be able to reach a Joyce Meyer personally. So you might need a self-help tool, and I do believe that this resource, this book that God laid on my heart, will be something to encourage your heart. So be on the lookout. Keep me in your prayers, that as I walk in obedience of the Lord, that the obedience will begin to breed miracles throughout each and every last one of your lives.
Amen. Amen. I will vouch for, and not because she's my apostle, but she's definitely anointed. So the work of her hands are anointed as well. And her initial release, happy birthday, your spiritual beginning. I thought it was initially beginning to read the book. I thought it was a book for women, but it was also an instrumental book for men. So I really enjoyed the book. I heard no negative feedback on the book. All the reports of the book were very, very positive. I think this is going to be an anointed piece of work as well. So if your ear is in voice shot of this message, you definitely want to grab this book. And just like most anointed men and women of God, the work that God gives them, the work of their hands, is anointed. So you can't go wrong with having a bunch of anointed books and things of research to reflect to, books with, you know, stories, testimonies, explanations, just good information. This is definitely something that you would more than likely should invest in and just let it be a blessing to you. So, Apostle, we will be praying for the success of your book, the release of your book. We'll be praying so that
the
enemy cannot come against what the work of your hands that God has given.
Amen. God bless you so much. Thank you for that time. I'm sorry to have interrupted. We always want to go before the throne of grace, and I appreciate that time of interruption.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. Is there anything else, Apostle?
No, I do believe that we are certainly, as well as you mentioned, walking in a season where people are falling subject to depression because they are lonely. These holidays erupt some emotions and hearts that have been lying dormant probably throughout the entire year. But as we grouch upon Thanksgiving, Christmas, more of the major holidays, then it does invoke and erupt depression, hurt feelings, loneliness, sadness. And I'm walking in agreement, touching in agreement with you all in these prayer requests, because these are strongholds that need to be dismantled immediately. I too have lost, you know, both my parents. I don't have a lot of siblings. I only have one who lives afar off, and it can be even trying for myself. So we don't want to ignore all the individuals out here who are walking, you know, trying to make it and trying to smile and trying to be happy and ignore the fact that deep down on the inside, there is some hurt, there is some pain, and there is a God who has a balm in Gilead, and we need to call on it that it prevail in each and every last one of their lives.
Amen. Amen. God. Deaconess Angela, we are placing it in your hands, and lead us in prayer, please, as Holy Spirit will guide you.
Amen. Father God, we just do thank you. We thank you for who you are, God, on this morning. We thank you for all of your laborers that are on the line even now, God. We thank you for your leadership.
We thank you for Apostle Rosalind Overton, God. We thank you, Father God, for Apostle Doja, God. We thank you for you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Lord and the head of our lives, and we cannot thank you enough. Even in the midst of everything and anything, you are God, and we praise you on this morning. You are our God, and we praise you. You are our Father's God, and we will exalt you on this morning. God, we thank you for being a bomb in Gilead, or robot in Kashi. You said that you are a father to the fatherless. So we say, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you are God that healeth us. You are God that sees us. You are the God, Father God, that gives us peace, God. You said that you came to set the captives free. You said, Father God, that you came to give us life and more abundantly. So we thank you on this morning. We thank you, God. We thank you that you see our individual needs and you see the whole world all at the same time. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you, Father God, that neither life nor death, nor angels nor demons, than anything past, anything present, nothing will separate us from the love of you, God, that is in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your love on this morning. We thank you for every person under the sound of our voice and those that will come in later. We thank you, God, that you are God that loves us, that sees us, that desire us to be whole. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you will search our hearts and our minds. We call Rabba Basidios Fire. Search our hearts and our minds. If there is anything, God, that is unlike you, we ask that you will reveal it to us, God. You reveal it to us, God, and we repent of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we repent of anything, God, that's not like you. If right now, Father God, you've shown us that we've held anyone in unforgiveness, we release them right now, God, and we repent. We ask that you would forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any unforgiveness, any spite, any anger, anything that's not like you, anything, God, sins known and unknown, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. God, we desire nothing to hinder or interrupt, God, what you want to do on today, because like your apostle said and your pastor said, there are many roads that are barely holding on in this season. So we desire that nothing interfere or interrupt, God, what you want to do. We roast Sunday through human vessels and prayer on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we yield ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to you, God, because you are the God that heals us. You are God that sees us. You are the God that knows all and sees all. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to come boldly before your throne and to bring all before you, Father God, that need you. On this morning, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence on this line. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for emboldening our. We thank you for our heavenly language that we know exactly how to pray because you're praying through us in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if we don't have the exact wording for every person that is feeling depressed and oppressed, we thank you, God, for your heavenly language. Because we will not pray amiss. Thank you, God. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. And we thank you. We thank you for your holy presence. Thank you, God. 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 Rabba de koraba say, you are holy, and we thank you for your presence. Roshe kidididididiyasata. Rabba mande koraba si. And rabba mande didididios. And we bind the ra de koraba de. We do call out that spirit of depression. Oko reshe kala mama mandeya. And we bind de koraba si. And we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not have your place on this holiday. Rosha Kadediosa. We bind the operations of every suicide demon. You will not have any place in this holiday. In the mighty name of Jesus. Roshe Kadediosa. We call Rabba Mandediosi. We come against every demonic spirit. That will cause people to do things, illegal things in this holiday, because they fear that they don't have enough. We bind you right now. Activities, criminal activity, robbery, and theft. We bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every message that you're releasing, and I don't have enough, so I'll do whatever it takes. The blood of Jesus is against you. You rob you have no place in this season. No place in the mighty name of Jesus. No oppression, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You have no place. Roshe Kobo Sanana Baba Se Korabamande. Roshe Kidia offense. You'll have no place. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You'll have no place in this season. We thank you. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we lose the peace of God. We lose the presence of God over the people of God. Roshe and all that are connected to us in the Mobade Kade, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we even call right now to those that have lost their friends, Father God. People will come, Roshe Kedididiasi, to surround them in the mighty name of Jesus. Those Roshe Kedididiasi, that normally, the enemy would try to buttress and to bombard with thoughts, sadness. God, we thank you for friends that will come with friendship. Prophetic divine friendship in this season. Connections this season. Divine friends this season. Individuals that will come alongside them. Undergird them. Lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak into them in the mighty name of Jesus and encourage them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. You are the model. Jesus. You are the model. You have friends your own. God, you came to Lazarus, you came to Martha and Mary, they were your friends. So God, we thank you in this season that you will leave friendship, divine friendship and connection in the name of Jesus. When you were on the way to the cross, you stopped by your friend's house because you knew the power of a good friend. Hallelujah. God, we pray that I say, We thank you for friendship because iron sharpens iron. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you because a three-cord bond is not easily broken. Two is better than one. We thank you, Father God, even if it's one friend this season, Roshek, that friend will materialize and be able to uplift those that in the past had no one. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you in this season. Roshek, as we go into the next season of 2018, we will finish 2017 strong. We will finish this season winning. We will finish this season, Father God, utilizing the tools that you gave us. God, we thank you for the book, Free to Be Me. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, God, for freedom to be ourselves in this season. Father God, we thank you for the tool that you put in the heart and in the hand of your vessel, Apostle Overton. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just speak, declare, and decree, Roche Kandidi, abundance, super abundance. You said 2018 is the year of fatness and superabundance. We just declare over this book, fatness and superabundance in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now already that Barnes & Noble will be contacting her. We thank you that Half Price Books will already be contacting her because, Father God, people want to be free, even if they don't know how to do it. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for increased sales, sales and increased sales in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for platforms and open doors for this book and for your vessel in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. Keep her safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And everything she put her hands to, let it be blessed and super blessed. God, we just thank you. We praise you for what you're doing. We thank you for who you are. We exalt you, and we ask all these things, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Deacon Angela, thank you so much. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commending your morning. Again, this, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page, post your prayer requests, testimonies. You can, again, you can interact and keep in touch with the ministry, find out what's going on. This is a ministry where we do reach out and interact and stay in constant communication with those that wish to follow us. Hear the word of God, hear explanation of scripture. You can ask questions on the website, and we will interact and get back with you. So if you are a part of a ministry where there's not a lot of interaction, and even if you do have interaction, again, we are a body, so it's okay to communicate with other believers, amen, other children of God. We have Brother Francis on the line from across the pond, so we're going to check in with him and get his prayer request as well. Good morning, Brother Francis. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sir, for, again, being faithful and joining us once again.
Amen.
Do you have
Go ahead, sir. I got the packet Apostle sent to me, the oil. I got it this week. Mm-hmm. And so I thank Apostle very much. I went to your website, the Facebook, but I couldn't find my way clear because I'm not very good at Facebook. Now, some dream I had when I used the oil, I need to tell you. Before I got the oil, when I go to work, in my workplace, I still feel the attack on my foot. So I didn't understand it. It means it's not only in my house, even outside I'm working, I still feel it, that something is attacking my foot, the land I was standing on it. Now, when I applied the oil and I went to bed, in the night I had a dream, and in the dream, I was in Africa in a village. It was a very big hill, a hill. And on this, under the hill, there's a stream of water coming under the hill. There's water coming under the hill. Then when it comes, instead of the water flowing as a stream, no, it doesn't flow. The land absorbs the water. Now, when I was standing there, I saw two women on the hill. One of them, I know her very well. The other, I didn't know. Then there was this guy standing with me. Then I asked him, "What do you do here?" Then he said, "You see this big hill?" I said, "Yes." He said, "There's a river under the hill, which comes out, but it doesn't flow. So they bring people here to curse them, and that the land absorbs the water that is coming out of the hill. So anywhere you go, it will follow you." Hello?
Yes, I'm here. We're listening.
Yeah. So he showed me the stream. There was a footpath from the hill down to the valley across the hill. Then there were so many people, their footprints on the valley area. The guy was showing me. Then he said, "The river doesn't flow. The land absorbs it, and it travels very far. So if they curse anywhere you go, it can come there." So when I wake up, then I remember what Apostle asked me, that where do I get my water from? That the water that I'm getting in my pipes here is contaminated. He was talking to me about it. So I believe that is the source of where the attack is coming from, that the Lord took me there. So I thank God very much for showing me where the thing is coming from. And I thank Apostle. The oil is very powerful. I thought maybe you have a store and your website, you are even selling them, I can buy some. But I couldn't find my way through your website. So that is the testimony. Thank you for wasting your time.
No, sir. God bless you, Brother Francis. I happen to be on the line this morning. We do not, I apologize, have a store. We do not sell the oil. We do not sell the Word of God. We ask for donations to carry out the ministry, whether it be $1, $2. But if you would like more oil, we can make sure that happens. I consecrate this oil no less than 90 days at a time. It is constantly prayed over. Based upon the dream that you just had, not only did God show you your source, but I believe that you need to anoint that pathway. Even go down to the river and pour some oil in it. It couldn't hurt. It could only bless. So this is paramount. This is such a blessing of what God has shown you. And I appreciate that you appreciate the warriors on this line who labor with you weekly, because that means you trust the God within them to pray for you.
Amen.
So please
Amen.
Make sure you anoint. You are even free to take some of the oil and put it on your tongue and swallow it, pleading the blood of Jesus.
Okay.
Anoint your ears, anoint your eyes, anoint your hand, meaning anoint every gate of your body with the oil.
Okay.
Make sure you anoint your doorway, every window. But I prayed for that oil especially for you before I sent it out. And if you would like more, that would be our pleasure.
So, Apostle, I was trying to find my way through your website because I wanted to send a donation, but I couldn't get my way through the Facebook website.
Yes, Brother Francis, we do not have a website at this time. That is something I deeply desire for the ministry, and We are working on some things, and in our board meeting next week, that will be part of the topic of discussion. But again, you have the source right at your fingertips. Everyone on this line is anointed to utilize you in whatever service that you need. Amen, warriors.
Amen.
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 So if he is in need of oil, I will make sure that you get more oil. I do have prayer cloths that I use and that I anoint as well. But don't worry about trying to find a website. Don't worry about trying to navigate to Facebook. We now have your information, and we will make sure that you will get it. Stand flat-footed. The enemy wouldn't come after someone that already belonged to him.
Amen.
So obviously you are worth the war to him. But what he doesn't understand is that you're a warrior for God. And
Amen.
He's touching someone anointed. And he ought to be quite careful. So we have
Amen.
You covered in prayer. We have you lifted up. I don't want you trying to waste your energies looking for us on the website. We will get one, but we don't have one. So I want you to place your energies in prayer, in keeping the faith. If you're able even to listen back, Pastor Mel, I need you to teach him how to go to the archives and listen to the prayers so that he can
yes,
have
ma'am.
Something available to him throughout the week. But
yes,
men of
ma'am.
God, I'm going to have Tangela pray for you right now. She's another warrior on the line. I believe, Pastor Mel, is that okay? Had she had her turn?
No, ma'am. We were going to have her pray and close us out. Unless you want to pray, we can have her pray and then have you close us out.
She will pray for you, Brother Francis, and pray for others, whoever God has laid on her heart. God bless you. I'm glad you're in receipt of it. And I pray that you will be able to be more than a conqueror through
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Tangela, go ahead.
Father God, I come to your throne of grace this morning. I worship you, I exalt you, I glorify you, I magnify you. I acknowledge you as the one true living God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be called upon. You are worthy to be worshipped. We thank you, Lord God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that you provide all our need according to your riches and glory. It doesn't matter if it's healing. It doesn't matter if it's provision. It doesn't matter if it's a friend. You provide that, Lord God. We thank you that you are the great physician. Hallelujah. We thank you that you loved us enough to die for our sin. Glory be to your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, that you have time for us. We thank you that when we come to you, you don't tell us to wait. You don't set us aside. You don't say, give us a minute. You say, what do you need? I thank you, Lord, that you are attentive to our needs. I thank you that you are attentive to our hearts. I thank you that you are attentive to us, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in Brother Francis's life. You're revealing things to him, Lord God. Continue to show him the way, Heavenly Father. Continue to give him wisdom and what you would have him to do as for your purpose and your plan in his life. How can he serve you? How can he be an ambassador of Christ? Please, Lord God, continue to speak to him. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to heal him. Continue to heal his land, oh God. Continue to heal his home, oh God. Any relationships, Heavenly Father. Oh, bless your holy name. We know that you are God all by yourself. You're the God of Africa as well as you are the God of the United States. Hallelujah, you're the God of Israel as well as the God of India. There is none that can stand before you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, oh God. Thank you for the connection that you have given to us here on this line. We know that we have someone praying for us at all times. Someone standing in the gap for each and every one of us to strengthen us throughout the day, oh God. For you said, worry not about tomorrow because it has enough, the day today has enough trouble of its own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, only by your power, only by your authority, only by our names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life can we declare our mourning. Can we tell things to line up according to your will? Can we tell the storms to cease? Can we tell the enemy to get off our property? Only by your authority, only by your power, not by self, oh God. And we take authority over all matters concerning our lives, concerning our children, our grandchildren, our ministries, our loved ones, our friends. We take authority over that right now, Lord God. And we bring everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God captive and under the obedience of Christ. This day, hallelujah, and we plead the blood of Jesus over it. Let it rain, oh God. Let your mercies rain, oh God. Let your grace rain, Lord God. Let your anointing rain, Lord God. Let your love rain, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Hallelujah. Because we are looking, Father God, we are looking towards the hill, towards the mark of our high calling in Christ Jesus. We will run and not faint. Run and not walk. We will walk and not faint. We will rise up on wings as eagles, oh God, in these days. Hallelujah. We are marching forward strong into a new year, 2018, that you have blessed us, Lord God, to see. We thank you for all the things that we have been through, Lord God. We should have been taken off of this earth, but you blessed us to see a new day, a new year. Thank you, Lord. So we march arm in arm. We worship one as one voice. We pray to you. We join our faith and our spirit together as one body. Hallelujah, with Jesus Christ as the head, commander in chief over us all. Heavenly Father, I ask that you lay out your blueprint for our lives, that you set everything in order according to your will, purpose, and plan, because that's the God who we serve. And we will say, yes, Lord. When you call Mel, yes, Lord. When you call Deaconess Angela, yes, Lord. When you call Apostle Overton, yes, Lord. And when you call me, Tangela, I will say, yes, Lord. Oh, Father, we love you so much. We need you. We adore you. We exalt you. We can't make it without you. Fill our hearts to overflowing. Strengthen our spirits this day. Unleash the fruit of the Spirit. Unleash faith, hope, and love. Unleash your power, your anointing. Unleash it unto us today, O God. As we bind our minds to the mind of Christ, and we line our will up with your will, that we seek not our own, but everything that is within you. Oh, Father God, how wonderful are you? How precious are you that we can call upon your name and you hear us. Thank you that you hear us, Lord God. And as we go about our day, we will surely remember to continue to bless your holy name and to give you thanks and to witness on your behalf and to glorify you, O God. Touch our friends and families, O God. Those that have been sent an invitation but have not accepted it. Bring them to the line to receive prayer. All that you have that need prayer, bring them to the line, Lord God. The line is open. Guide your people. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. And I believe that, Lord. I believe that wholeheartedly. Just like you draw them into the churches, you can draw them to this line. And I thank you for the healings that have already taken place. I thank you for the comfort that has already taken place. I thank you for the relationships that have already taken place, but we're not done yet, oh God. I thank you for the strength that you've given us to carry on, oh God. I thank you for each and every pastor, apostle, evangelist, prophet, teacher, preacher that stands on the line, that are walking in their place of authority, that are helping your people. I pray continued protection round about them and their families, Lord. We know that the enemy will attack your family when you are doing the will of God. Well, we say that our family is in the hands of the Lord, and Satan, get your hands off of our family. We take authority and dominion. That is our inheritance. You may not have it. The Lord has given that into our stewardship. And we will not release it to you, not by tongue, not by anger or bitterness, not by heart. We will not surrender. And we call it back because it is ours. The Lord has given it to us. And we shall prevail because the battle is the Lord's and the victory is ours. It has already been won in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The song says we went into the enemy's camp and we took back what he took from us. Give it back in the name of Jesus. It is not yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give back our healing. Give back our children. Give back our wealth. Give back our land. Give back our inheritance. And Lord God, you be glorified in it. In Jesus' mighty name, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, over our families, over our loved ones, those who we hold dearly in our lives, whoever is connected to us. I plead the blood of Jesus drenched around each and every one of us and the water of the Holy Spirit and the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, Sister Tan. Look, we stand in agreement. We are out of time. We're almost out of time. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you again. God keep you. God bless you. We plead the blood over you. We plead the blood over your family. We plead the blood over all that God has given you. We stand in agreement with every prayer, decree, and declare that has gone forth. Is there a message from the Lord? Anyone? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, we love you. We will reconvene again next week, same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Again, we love you. God bless you, and we will see you next week.